Iowa governor signs bill restricting lessons on gender identity, sexuality through grade 6. By Katherine Hamilton on May 28, 2023. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, R., signed a bill on Friday restricting lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation for students in kindergarten through 6th grade. This legislative session, we secured transformational education reform that puts parents in the driver's seat, eliminates burdensome regulations on public schools, provides flexibility to raise teacher salaries, and empowers teachers to prepare our kids for their future, Reynolds said in a statement Friday. Education is the great equalizer and everyone involved. Parents, educators, our children, deserves an environment where they can thrive. SF 496, which was one of 7 education-related bills the governor signed, also requires school libraries to remove inappropriate and sexual material and mandates that school officials inform parents their child is using a different name or pronouns. Watch, FBI whistleblower talks about FBI ordering him to retrieve information about parents attending school board meetings. The bill reads in part, "A school district shall not knowingly give false or misleading information to the parent or guardian of a student regarding the student's gender identity or intention to transition to a gender that is different than the sex listed on a student's official birth certificate or certificate issued upon adoption if the certificate was issued at or near the time of the student's birth." The bill adds, "If a student enrolled in a school district requests an accommodation that is intended to affirm the student's gender identity from a licensed practitioner employed by the school district, including a request that the licensed practitioner address the student using a name or pronoun that is different than the name or pronoun assigned to the student in the school district's registration forms or records, the licensed practitioner shall report the student's request to an administrator employed by the school district, and the administrator shall report the student's request to the student's parent or guardian." In addition, the bill requires schools to post their library materials online so parents can review and even challenge the materials if they deem them to be inappropriate. Employees who violate the library materials provisions will receive a written warning for a first violation and potential disciplinary action after subsequent violations. The bill also requires that parents give consent before schools issue surveys asking students about religion, health, political affiliation, sexual behavior, family income, or illegal activities. Watch, high school student calls out school officials for not protecting girls from trans-identifying biological male using girls' bathrooms and locker.